anything and win for you?
You know, I think as a team we got better tonight. I really do. I think offensively we did some good things. I think there's definitely going to be some things when we go back and we watch the tape. We can definitely learn from and clean up. I think defense will say the same thing. I think the defense on both sides played great football tonight. You know, anytime you only see 15 points up on the board combined, I mean, that means that the defense is playing good football. And then obviously the special teams came up with some big plays. So, you know, there was a lot of positive things. But there's always room for improvement, and we know that. Coach told us that right after practice, and we're going to go study the tape real hard tomorrow and get better from our mistakes.
Brock, when Monday comes, do you think you've earned a chance to play with the number one offense?
You know, that's not up for me to decide. My job is solely to show up every single day with a great attitude, prepared to work hard, and ready to be a great teammate. And whichever unit I'm with, help them. Try to succeed at practice. You know, those decisions are for other people to make.
What were you saying yesterday that absolutely you have a clean shot at winning this job? I mean, do you feel though that way that you really have a chance to win the job?
Absolutely. I think Coach has done a tremendous job of giving us all opportunities throughout the course of the spring and fall. You know, there's a lot of things that take place behind closed doors that you guys don't get to see. You know, he's quizzing us every single day on our playbook. He's quizzing us on our reads. He's quizzing us on our defensive knowledge. You know, Coach Jackson is you know, one of the best, if not the best, football coach I've ever been around. I really cannot say enough great things about him. And he's a very smart coach, and he knows what he's doing. And, you know, my job and the rest of the guys, it's our job just to trust the process. You know, trust the process and trust Coach, and I certainly do.
What do you think you did best out there, you personally? What do you think you did best out there tonight?
You know, when I was on the field tonight, I felt like we were really close to getting into a really good rhythm. I think we moved the ball fairly well, but it can certainly be a lot better. You know, I missed a throw here, a throw there. You know, I audibled on a 3rd and 2. Our defense was playing man-to-man coverage, and I audibled to a shot down the field. You know, and we were close to hitting it. You know, that's one of those, I'll get together with Coach tomorrow, we'll discuss, maybe that's not the time and place to take a shot. Maybe he likes it. You know, that's a conversation we have to have. But for the most part, I think we were really close to getting into a good rhythm offensively. But we did some good things. We moved the chains. There was a lot of guys who stepped up on that white team and made big plays. You know, JP, one of our tight ends, came up big tonight. Jordan Leslie had a huge night. The offensive line played great. The backs ran hard. Really, I'm super proud of that white team. They came out here and played really hard tonight.
Rock, it looked like you were really excited to be out there today. You patting guys on the helmet and the shoulder pads, kind of bounding around the sideline.
Yeah.
Is that how you always are, or did it just feel something special?
Yeah, that's me. That's who I am. You guys will learn very quick. I'm very positive. I'm very optimistic, and I like to have fun. I really do. I mean, we're all so fortunate. I mean, we get paid to play a game that we love. And if you're not having fun, what are you doing? And so I'm always out there. I'm very, very positive, very upbeat, always trying to keep the energy high. And, you know, I certainly did have a lot of fun tonight. But you know what? That goes back to things I've told you guys in the past. This is an incredible organization, and it starts at the top with the Haslam family and then obviously the culture that Coach Jackson sets. And we have tremendous people in our locker room, not only great football players, but just great people. So it's fun to come to work. So tonight, you know, the lights were on, it's Friday night, it's August. You know, I felt like a little kid again. It was a lot of fun.
Do you guys, as quarterbacks, I mean, Coach Jackson says that, you know, by Monday the rotation could be different. I mean, do you guys, you know, wonder, do you talk amongst yourselves about that at all, or do you just show up Monday and you go out there when he tells you to go out there?
Yeah, we don't really talk about that as quarterbacks. You know, the thing that I've told you guys in the past with all of us, we're all helping each other. You know, we're all rooting one another on. We're all helping each other as far as if someone doesn't understand a protection or a play, you know, no one's keeping their mouth shut, you know, hey, this guy doesn't know it, I'm not going to tell him the answer. No, we're all in there helping each other. And in the end, that's going to make all of us better. Because when you have great competition right next to you, it's going to make you play better, and it's going to make you a better player. And so we're all out there helping each other out. We're all wishing each other great things, and it really is a special quarterback room.
How would you
characterize your comfort level with Hugh's offense now?
Every day I become more comfortable. I really do. And there's nothing that can replace game reps in a new system. You know, for example, tonight early in one of my first series, I can't remember if it was the first or second series, we called a play. One of the first times I've ever ran that play, and I missed my target. I really did. I think it was a poor throw and poor timing. Well, then the headsets went down on a later series that I was in, and so I wanted another rep at that play. So I called that play on my own, and sure enough, I learned from my mistake, cleaned it up, and we got a big gain. So there's nothing that can replace game reps in a new system. So every single day I'm becoming more and more comfortable.
You brought up Jordan Leslie. When you see a guy like that who's fighting to make this team, has bounced around a little bit and goes out there and makes plays, what do you think?
Oh, man, Jordan's a playmaker, and it's not just tonight. Jordan's been making plays since the spring. He's someone that I have a ton of confidence in. I really do. I've told the coaches that, and I think Jordan knows that as well. He's somebody who consistently catches the football, and he consistently does the right thing. You know, there's a little bit of wind in the stadium tonight. I need to find a way to be more accurate, but I tell you what, if I just put that ball anywhere in his vicinity, he was catching it. He really made me look good tonight, and my hat's off to Jordan. He works extremely hard every single day. He's a tremendous pro. He's always trying to, you know, better his craft and work to get better and trying to perfect things, and I can't say enough great things about him.
Hey, you brought up, I think it was going to mention, did you notice and how did you adjust to the opposite direction wind gusts that affect the Lakefront Stadium?
Yeah, you know, I wish I got about 20 more throws out there tonight because it's a little different wind, I think, the way it comes into the stadium and whatnot. But towards the end of, my last couple series, I felt like I was getting a good feel for it and kind of how you have to play it here. But you know what? I think it's going to be a great challenge, and it'll be a lot of fun to go out there and play in the elements every single week. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.